We are looking at today's No Sweat News so you can win Black Keys tickets on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz.
Black Keys tickets. If you missed the stories, it's the podcast section. WRAT.com. Check it out already.
I don't know what to do for number three. Angry Baby. Mayo slices.
Angry Baby. Mayo slices.
Drinking beer can double a man's chances of hitting 90. This is tough.
Ooh, I want to hear that beer could get you to 90. This way I can rationalize bad behavior.
Okay.
So that's always a nice thing. Okay. Listen, I heard on the radio today that if I continue to drink in excess, I'm going to live to 107 years old.
Now, you added the excess.
Oh.
It's not excess. Okay. All right, bud. Here you go. Dateline Uranus for story number one.
Oh, my.
As it turns out, you can catch coronavirus from flatulence.
What? Excuse me.
I mean, if we don't laugh at this thing that's sweeping, if we can't laugh at a pandemic, I mean, what can you laugh at?
Oh, boy.
And apparently, you can catch it from a fart.
That's disgusting.
Health officials in Beijing, China. But this is according to the Global Times.
This is awful.
Health officials in Beijing, China have confirmed that, yes, it's possible to contract the coronavirus from a gaseous emission. And here's how and why. Although it is highly, very much not likely. And here's, it's a bad news. That's a bad news. And a good news, kind of No Sweat News story. Now, it's bad news because there's no cure yet for the goddamn thing. Yeah. We're working on it. It's good news because it would be very, very hard to catch the coronavirus from a fart. First of all, you would have to get really way up in there at the time of the emission.
What are we talking about?
Number two, the person whom you are sniffing would have to be naked from the waist down.
Oh, my God.
And they would have to be infected with the virus.
My advice to you is,
number one, don't go sniffing the rear ends of coronavirus patients.
I don't think any of us had that on our agenda.
No.
Thank you.
But it's just advice. People did not need the advice to avoid putting toothpaste on their genitals. But doctors still had to stand up and say, hey, don't do that.
I'm not going to put my nose in someone's butt crack whether they have the coronavirus or not. Well, the person could be fit as a fiddle. I'm staying away.
Fit as a fiddle.
I'm not going near anyone like that.
Now, I like this next story. Comes from England. This is a good one.
Okay.
Takes you to England where 26-year-old Jen Atkin, she was engaged to a guy back in 2015. He dumped her when she gained a lot of weight. Okay. She got heavy, not just kind of heavy. She got up to 238 pounds. And that was not the lifestyle of someone he wanted to marry. So he broke it off.
Wow.
So,
sir,
what did she do?
I'm sure she got into good shape.
Boy, howdy, did she serve a dish of revenge.
Uh-oh.
Not only did she get in shape by joining a gym, she lost 112 pounds.
Wow.
But that's not all. She started entering beauty pageants, and just a few days ago, she won the equivalent of the England version of the Miss America pageant.
All right. What's this lady's name again?
Her name is Jen Atkin.
She was just named
Miss Great Britain.
Oh my gosh. She looks like a Kardashian.
She is.
That's exactly what she has, a, dare I say, a Kardashian. I don't know, Sarah Silverman.
There has been no word from the gentleman that dumped her because his mouth is still agape.
Oh, this guy's a dope. I'm looking at her. She's gorgeous.
And now, according to a new study, drinking beer can almost double a man's chances of living until 90.
Yes, sir. This is what I've been waiting for.
And it increases a woman's chance of hitting 90 by a third.
See, ladies? Huh?
Bashuma, let's break out the booze.
I mean, seriously, isn't there some beer in one of these refrigerators here at the Rad?
There is.
All right, come on.
The study found that the best results come from drinking 8 ounces of beer a day. Oh, that's not even a full... That's half a pint.
Half a pint of a beer? Wait a second.
I got to pour. These animals want me to pour out the rest of the pint?
That's what you're giving to me?
Just to reach 90?
No. No.
More research that suggests alcohol in very much moderation may actually be good for you.
Well, I mean, the very, very much moderation, right. That's not so
next thing fun. We know, it's a thumbnail.
Yeah.
Or a thumb.
A thimble.
A thimbleful. Thanks a lot, pal.
And eyedroppers full of beer isn't exactly, I don't know, it's not very satisfying.
I'll pass.
Let's just say that, okay?
That's more problem than it's worth.
Right.
If I start with half a beer, next thing you know, I'm up to half a case.
They want us to have like one of those like Listerine droplet things where you just have like one drop of Listerine on your tongue for good breath. They want us to do that with like Jack Daniels or something.
I'll die at 82, thanks.
No, that ain't happening. I'm drinking a full-size beer, thank you.
Tomorrow we're doing the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. I read four stories on air. Three were part of our No Sweat News this week and featured on the podcast page at WRAT.com. Now, one of the stories out of those four will be made up by me a little after 4:20.
Oh, yes.
If you can spot the phony story, you got a great shot at picking up tickets to see the Black Keys and Gary Clark Jr. at the Arts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.